Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Malachi Coons, and you are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. American Roots begins shortly here. It'll run to 1 o'clock. Then John Crawford's hosting On the River today from 1 to 3. We have Shiro's Radio from 3 to 4. And the History of Jazz with Paul Kivi from 4 to 5. Check our website for a full schedule of all the programs we offer. You can also find out who is hosting all of your favorite shows. Kutaska Community Action offers free lunch every Wednesday from 11 to 1 at their Circles of Support office, located across from Treasure Bay Printing on Northeast 4th Street in Grand Rapids. They also offer a food pantry from 11 to 2, Monday through Thursday. Let's kick off American Roots right now. Thanks for hanging out with KAXC.
This is American Roots with sounds of musical and social breakouts from British blues to New Orleans bounce. In this hour, we'll hear from the late blues pianist, harpist, and guitarist John Mayall, all about his legacy, beginning with the band The Blues Breakers.
The blues was something that that took off. I mean, you had bands performing all up and down the country. The Animals were up in Newcastle, and there's so many bands between there and London. So it was the start of a movement where people were getting interested in listening to blues music.
John Mayall passed away in 2024. We'll hear music from his sources, Big Maceo and J.B. Lenoir, as well as his contemporaries Back When, The Animals, and Cream. We'll hit the highway in a minute with The Blues Breakers, and later do the Crocodile Walk. But first, a bit more of their take on Freddie King's Hideaway as John Mayall and Eric Clapton join forces on American Roots. Thank you.
so bad are us to part. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many nights since you've been gone, I've been worried and grieving my life alone. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many days since you went away, I had to worry both night and day. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
No, boy, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. Yeah, yeah.
I go, how much I love you, nobody knows. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story. This is all I got to say to you. Goodbye, baby, and I don't care what you do. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Big Maceo, Worried Life Blues. The piano man from Noonan, Georgia, had lived and worked in Chicago and was an influence on British blues rocker John Mayall. Mayall heard Maceo's old records and listened for the blues on shortwave radio. Here's another of Mayall's heroes, the singer-guitarist J.B. Lenoir from Monticello, Mississippi, and longtime Chicago blues man. In 1966, with a signature song, Feeling Good, on American Roots.
Feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world spent on feeling good. A white old met me in the street and said, help me on some sneaking thing. Help me, brother, I wish you would. I feel so bad and I wanna feel good. Feeling good, feeling good. All the money in the world spent on feeling good. Thank you.
Cadillac and everything. All of making diamond rain. The expense is all the drain. Feeling good, all the money in the world spent on feeling good.
Narrowed down to one gentleman tonight, Albert Emmons. Playing for you on the little old piano right in front of our NBC mic. Playing all by himself, Shout for Joy.
Hi, this is John Mayall, and you're listening to American Roots, so get tuned in and turned on.
If you want me, darling, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
John Mayall from his definitive 1969 LP, The Turning Point, recording avoided heavy drums and lead guitar, and was recorded live at the Fillmore East in New York City. That's before the Fillmore became a nightclub chain. There are only two, one East and one West. Mayall shows his harp chops there within that up-tempo, low-volume blues sound that he was aiming for. Before that, another of John's heroes, the blues pianist Albert Ammons from Chicago, playing Shout for Joy on a live radio broadcast, 1941. And we are back with music and conversation with John Mayall when American Roots returns.
Stepping away from American Roots here on KAXE, I'm Malachi Coons. Get you right back to more from the program. Support for KEXE comes from our listener members and from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, dedicated to conserving the rich ecological landscape of Minnesota, offering memberships, educational camps, and habitat projects. More info available at mndeerhunters.com. And from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. Coming up on Tuesday, psychedelic jazz fusion group Tattletale are performing at Clocko Brewing in Grand Rapids, and Andy Clocko will be joining in on saxophone. Let's get you back to American Roots here on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer. We're about to revisit our conversation with the late blues hero, John Mayall. But first, his debut 45 in 1965, The Crocodile Walk on American Roots.
See that crocodile walk, and he looking my way, and here he got no place to stay, here he meeting today. He got a long way to walk, he looking for a home. See the crocodile walk, looking for a home. Hey, hey, crocodile,
station. Cash that old fast milk train, see. I got the blues about Miss So-and-so, and the sun got the blues about me.
Clapton adding his voice and distinctive guitar to the Blues Breakers 1966 with John Mayall on piano for the Robert Johnson song from the late 30s, Ramblin' on My Mind. Later in 1966, Clapton and the bassist Jack Bruce left the Blues Breakers to join late drummer Ginger Baker and formed the psychedelic blues rock trio Cream. From their second LP, Disraeli Gears, 1967, it's a 1929 Blind Joe Reynolds song. Outside Women Blues on American Roots.
If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind. If you lose your money, great God, don't lose your mind. And if you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my old lady whilst I sleep. I'm gonna buy me a bulldog, watch my old lady whilst I sleep. 'Cause women these days, they're so doggone crooked that they might make a four-day creep. Well, you can't watch your wife, and you're outside women too. You know you can't watch your wife, and you're outside women too. 'Cause when you're out with your woman, your wife would be at home cooking your food, doing your dirt. Buddy, what you trying to do? Wife would be at home doing your dirt, cooking your food. Buddy, what you trying to do?
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine,
People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed is dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and slaving his life away. I know, as he's been working, yeah, every day, slaving his life away. He's been working, baby, he's been working. We gotta get out of this place, if it's the last thing we ever do. We gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you.
My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed at night, see his hair been turning gray, he's been working and slaving his life away. Yes, I know.
Led by Eric Burdon, their compelling 1965 hit song about breaking out of the grim miseries of industrial England to find a new life.
John Mayall and his band The Blues Breakers pioneered British blues rock, introducing it to a larger audience. They included musicians who went on to join legendary bands like Cream, Fleetwood Mac, and the Rolling Stones. Mayall moved to the States in 1968 and had a discography of 70 studio and live albums. Before he passed in 2024, John called Los Angeles home and his favorite climate for living. But it was in Macclesfield, Cheshire, where he first heard the blues.
Well, my father had a good record collection, and, you know, so I guess there was always music being played in the house. He had a guitar, and so, you know, bit by bit, I learned how to play guitar in a rudimentary fashion. And, you know, life goes on. I never considered that it would be something I could earn a living at, but it was a hobby.
I guess the question would become, at what point in your hobby interest do you turn to, you know, making a living playing music?
Well, I was 30 years old when Alexis Corner and Cyril Davis started off the blues movement in London, so this was the kind of music that I'd always listened to privately. It was a clue for me to get started, and Alexis helped me to meet people in London, and that's the way it all came about.
Some some of the blues artists that appealed to you as a young man?
Big Maceo was the mainstay of my listening, I guess. But, you know, I listened to everything. So from, you know, Teddy Bone, Spirits of Rhythm, you know, it just goes the whole gamut, really, through the history of blues and jazz. So
why blues?
Well, you know, it's just something that appealed to me. And, you know, it's something where a person can express their feelings through the music. And it's all tied in with jazz musicians, blues musicians. It's all part of the same family. The blues is something that people can relate to because it talks about real events in their lives and that they can connect to. It's a personal story that is transmitted through the music to the people. So that's what blues is all about.
I know you've got a song called Shortwave Radio. It sounds like listening on the shortwave gave you a way to hear music from far away.
Well, there was an access point where I could listen to music. There was very little on the British radio that was of a blues nature. So, you know, that was one place to be able to listen to music.
When I was a kid in art school in 1947, I first heard Albert Ammons, and I thought I'd gone to heaven. It was the blues. It was the blues pouring out on my radio. No one understood me, but the blues were showing me where to go. When I'm feeling lovesick, I lay down on my bed. I tune into my shortwave radio and wait for the blues to clear my head. You know I love the blues, and it's always there to see me through. I've had them through the good times and the bad. Yeah, I've got my shortwave radio.
Tell me a little bit about how you formed the Blues Breakers.
Well, I think when you put a band together, you just pick friends that have an interest in the same kind of music that you have. So yeah, we weren't, you know, a hit parade type of material. You know, I was a band leader who liked to play, and it was a very good situation for me. Not necessarily one that would make you more popular, but we enjoy playing together, and I picked the musicians that I wanted to share music with.
All the loving is loving. All the kissing is kissing. Kissing. Before I met you, baby, never knew what I was missing.
Well, some of your early bandmates include Peter Green, Mick Taylor, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, John McVie. What's your sense of what the Blues Breakers had that made the band so popular and attracted so many great players to work with?
The blues was something that that took off. I mean, you had bands performing all up and down the country. The Animals were up in Newcastle, and you know, there were so many bands between there and London. So it was the start of a movement where people were getting interested in listening to blues music.
How did you come up with the name Blues Breakers?
Breaking through is the main thrust of the song and the title of the band. So, you know, that's what we were doing. We were doing the best we could to draw people's attention to blues music.
Do you first come to the States?
That was in 1968. It was probably due to popularity of people like the Animals and the Rolling Stones had made an inroad into American consciousness, and so there was now a demand for Americans to listen to British musicians and put us on the map, so to speak.
How did you end up being somebody that lives in Los Angeles?
Well, the first tour that I did, we did 2 weeks in New York and one night in Detroit, and then we moved to Los Angeles. So I made up my mind that this was some place which I felt really comfortable with. So, you know, it wasn't long after that that I did move to Los Angeles, and I've been there ever since.
Going back to California, so many good things around. Don't wanna leave California, sun seems to never go down. Some people may treat you ugly, some treat you beautiful too. That's the way life is all over, so look for the good things for you.
When the record, The Turning Point, came out in, I guess, 1969, why did you call it The Turning Point?
Well, it was a different instrumentation by not having a drummer and having an acoustic guitar as the mainstay and a saxophone. You know, it was a different kind of sound. It did get people's attention.
Well, I mean, I think people still recall it as, well, literally a turning point, but also, you know, one of the great recordings of that era and fabulous songs. There's an element of protest. The laws must change. This is like a wider social commentary that you've got here.
The laws must change was one of the ones that I wrote about what was happening in the world around America and everywhere else in the world. So, you know, it's just one of the songs on the album that people enjoyed.
The time must surely come for the laws to fit the times. The time must surely come for the laws to fit the times. While the
Let's talk about your current new recording.
Well, when I make a new album, there has to be some kind of purpose to it. And I think apart from writing new songs, it's an opportunity, in this case, to round up some special guest musicians, and they all were all guitar players. So I just put the word out. I didn't particularly choose them. They chose me, which was very nice to have happen.
And who are some of the special guests that you've got?
Well, Joe Bonamassa was one of the ones that actually was in the studio with us, so he was around. And the others, we sent the backing tracks to them, and they put on their own interpretations of what they wanted to add to it. So Larry McRae was one of the special guests. Todd Rundgren, Little Stevie, and you know, there was quite a good response from everybody that they wanted to take part in the project.
Doing 100 dates a year, that's a lot of dates on the road, it seems to me. You must still really love to tour.
Well, I, you know, love playing for people. And, you know, when we go on the road, it only adds up to about being a third of any given year, so the rest of the time is home life, which is a very happy situation to have these two different lives.
You've made so many recordings. What's the value of having put out all these records? I mean, the records sort of form a living archive of what you've done.
That's exactly what it is. You know, it's a statement of things that are happening to you in your personal life and your thoughts. You make that statement, and hopefully people will have the same kind of experiences that they connect to it.
You have been playing music for a very long time. Did you imagine that you'd be playing blues into your 80s?
Well, nobody actually knows what path life will take, you know, but you just put one foot in front of the other and play something that's honest to you, and live your life in an honest way. And I think that life takes care of itself, and you can't forecast what's ahead of you, but you enjoy the journey, and that's the way it's always been for me.
So the plan is to continue to put one foot in front of the other.
Well, that's what it's all about, yeah.
I was born at midnight, running up by dawn. Nobody could stop me, I was out that darn gone. Y'all know me better, try and keep out of my way. Some people just come and go, but I'm evil, I'm here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
late stoic and hardworking blues rocker, harmonica and piano man John Mayall with Evil and Here to Stay from his 2019 album, Nobody Told Me. And we're back with a final John Mayall magnum opus of blues and boogie when American Roots returns.
Sometimes we need a bright spot in our day. That's what you get when you tune in to KAXE.
And our ancestors show us, in the face of incredible adversity, what it looks like to persevere, what it looks like to keep moving your feet forward. You know, Martin Luther King talked about, if you can't walk, then you should crawl, right? But you must keep going. So my encouragement is, you do have an important role to play, and you must not grow weary in doing good. Rest if you must, but do not quit.
Minnesota author Sharon McMahon from a KAXE conversation. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting the bright spots that you hear. You can text the word donate right now to 218-326-1234.
This is American Roots. We've been following the late John Mayall's musical journey. I recall meeting him when I was 18 backstage at a college concert in Philadelphia. John seemed pretty tough, feisty. It served him well over the years. He's remembered for breaking out with and exploring the blues. But here's a sonic memory on stage from John's iconic 1971 live recording, Jazz Blues Fusion.
We have time for just one more number, and we'd like to make this one where everybody gets featured in the front line. No, there's no more room to move. That's all way in the past. When did you come here? Hear an old record or something?
have time for, and like a round of applause, please, for the individual musicians in the band. First of all, trumpet, Blue Mitchell. Trumpet, Blue Mitchell. Oh, saxophone, Clifford Sullivan. Clifford Sullivan. On the drums, Ron Sellico. Bass guitar, Larry Taylor.
Times Booth, John Mayall, live at Boston Music Hall in late 1971. Jazz Blues Fusion was released in 1972. Coming up, a New Orleans bounce music has been breaking out, led by Her Royal Highness, the Queen Diva, Big Frida. Our program is underwritten by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart, and produced at the School of Liberal Arts of Tulane University. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wrapping up hour one of American Roots,